Welcome to Leading Jesus. My name is Chika Onyangsi. Thank you for listening. I believe your day, your week, your month has been going smoothly. And I believe that as we move towards the end of this year, the Lord will crown it with bounty. Amen. Now, on today's podcast, today's episode, we'll be looking at what I have titled The Power of Resurrection. The power of resurrection. That's the same power that rose Jesus, that raised Jesus from the dead. What's this power about? Just a little look at what it is, you know, and where, you know, this power was also applied in the Bible. Now, this is the power that is able to raise things that have been dead, things that have been decayed, things that, you know, are lifeless. This power is able to bring it back to life. Hallelujah. Now, we know that this power is operational by the Holy Ghost because He's the one who came with this power, and by Him, Jesus was raised from the dead. Now, without the power of resurrection at work, there are certain things that you and I as a believer wouldn't have been able to experience. You know, resurrection is, first of all, because there's resurrection, we know there's ascension. Hallelujah. And we know that because there's ascension, we have gifts. Hallelujah. Resurrection lets us know that this God we serve, this Jesus we serve, is alive. He's not dead. And so you can't put Him in the category of other gods. Resurrection lets us know that we have hope. The promises, the things that God has spoken and has promised us, is true. Resurrection lets us know that the faith we have is not dead, because Paul said that he was talking to the church of Corinth that if there's no resurrection, then what we have, what we even say we have, the faith we have is useless. Then we might as well just eat and drink like the heathen, eat and drink and then die tomorrow, because we know there's no hope. But you see, because we know there's resurrection, we know there's hope. Because we know there's resurrection, we know that our faith is alive. Now, the faith by which we walk is the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Now, if that Son of God is not alive, then our faith is useless. Because there's resurrection, you know there's dominion. You have victory. Hallelujah. Bible says when Jesus was raised from the dead, it says He made a public spectacle of the devil. He was stripped. The devil and his courts were stripped of all their powers. Now that's why you and I have power. We have dominion because this same Jesus who died on the cross, where we were not just brought from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. We were not just forgiven of our sins and transgressions, but because that's what the death, you know, we dying in sin, you know, the blood of Jesus had to do all of that for us. But you see, we moved a step further and we rose with Him. Hallelujah. We rose with Him. We rose to become new creation. Hallelujah. So resurrection has a whole lot. Praise God. Now, if there's one thing you pick, resurrection is the reason why you have life. Resurrection is the reason why your faith must work, because it works not in it, we're not, is not unto death but unto life. Hallelujah. Now that's the same reason why you have dominion. That's the same reason why you pray, and you know that your prayers must be answered. We serve a living God. Now let's look at where, you know, an instance in the Bible where Jesus spoke about this. Hallelujah. Now you can read about that, because we don't have so much time here, and I try so hard to shorten the length of every podcast, you know, every episode here. If you look at John chapter 11, the story of the death of Lazarus. Now Jesus was sent a message telling him that, Master, the one whom you love is sick. Hallelujah. That's how they described Lazarus to Jesus. They didn't even say, Master, the Lazarus is sick. They described him as the one that you love. And Jesus had that message, but still stayed where He was and didn't, you know, make any attempt to go to see Lazarus. Now, Bible says He stayed where He was for 2 days before He then told the disciples and said, you know what? Let's go on to Lazarus, our friend Lazarus. We need to visit him, for he's asleep. And then they didn't understand what he was saying, and then he had to break it down. I'm like, okay, he's dead. We need to go and visit him. Now, by the time they got to where Lazarus was, the Bible says it was already about 4 days after. That means it probably took them like two extra days to get to where they were going. Now, Martha came out, because when she heard that Jesus was around, she ran out. Mary stayed back, still weeping. Martha came out and was telling Jesus, if you had been here, this wouldn't have happened. And Jesus looked at her and was telling her that, look, I'm just paraphrasing, you can read that. Okay, so let's read verse 21. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. Martha didn't understand what Jesus was trying to explain here. Now, I break it down. Jesus came there 4 days after, because by the time you read down when Jesus was about to call Lazarus to come forth, told them to roll away the stone from the tomb, they told him, it's been 4 days and the body's decayed. So that's where we got information that it was about 4 days later. Now, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. You see, I'm the one who owns time. And that's what I was trying to explain to her. Like, look, the timing doesn't really matter. It's not about the timing. When Jesus was leaving, okay. So when Jesus was having a discussion with the disciples, if you read verse 15, verse 14 says, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. This was what Jesus, the discussion he had with his disciples before they advanced to go and raise Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is saying, I'm glad I didn't even come on time. I'm glad we're not going on time as at the time when this news was given to me. Why? So that you may believe. I'm glad I didn't come on time. I'm glad I allowed it decay to this point so that you may see the handwork of God and believe. Now he gets to Martha and then he says, trying to, you know, make her understand that timing is not important here. Because when I show up, whatever time I show up is the perfect time. Whether I showed up 4 days after, or whether I showed up 3 days after, or whether I showed up even at the time when you called me, it is the perfect time because I have time in my hands. Time is not above me. Time is beneath me. When I show up, that's the time. You can't use delay where I am. I own these things. Hallelujah. So see beyond the timing and see me as the resurrection and the life. See me as a solution. But Martha couldn't pick these things. And so Jesus told her, said, look, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the one who has the ability to raise things from the dead. I'm the one who has the ability to give life. You see, when I come into a matter that is dead, my presence alone is able to bring it to life. It's the life. It is who I am. It's not even the life I have. It is who I am. I am that life. Because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So I am that Zoe. I am the life. So when I come in, no matter how bad the situation has been, once I show up, life comes. Once I show up, that power of resurrection must be at work. Hallelujah. It's the same thing we saw when Ezekiel went to the valley of dry bones. Okina mahata yala doshka. Ikadando. That was even a terrible situation because there was no flesh. Decay had gone, come and gone. It was just bones. Nothing else Nothing else was remaining. Well, you see, the power of God came upon those dry bones and brought them to life. You see, that's what resurrection, and Bible says it didn't just bring them to life, but it brought them to life a great army. Hallelujah. Oh, Shanataya Lada. This God we serve is a God that does great signs and mighty wonders, the Bible says. Now, Jesus says, for your own sake, this is coming at this time so that you can believe. He says, Martha, look, don't worry about it because this is who I am. And he says, and he told her, and he says that he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. And he says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Praise God. Jesus was telling her that no matter how the situation is, as long as you believe, it says you won't die. Because I have the power to resurrect things. Now, this is one of the identities of Jesus, the one who is said to be the resurrection and the life. Now, though he hasn't gone to the cross yet, he hasn't been resurrected, but he's the one who owns that power. It's the same way Jesus appeared to the woman caught in adultery, and Jesus went there and said, go and sin no more. You see, he expressed himself under another identity as the one who is able to forgive sins, even though he hadn't gone to the cross yet. But he was able to do that because, look, it was given to him. Hallelujah. If he wasn't the one with such power, that even the men who accused her did that because they didn't have the power to forgive sins. Hallelujah. So here is another identity of Jesus, the resurrection and the life. It is who he is. Now, this same Jesus is the one who is alive and lives on the inside of us, which means we are able to do what he can do. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus goes forth and then calls Lazarus to come forth. He didn't have to pray prayer. He didn't have to do 5 days fasting because it was who he is. It's not what is contained in him, no, but it was his identity. It is him. Hallelujah. Paul said in the book of Philippians, hallelujah, I think that's, yeah, Philippians 3 verse 10. It says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I cannot know, sir. You see, he wanted to know Jesus and that power that raised him from the dead. Nasolataya, that's power. That the Savior can be raised. Hallelujah. 3 days after death. Look, it wasn't even just decay. He went to hell. Hallelujah. He descended into that area, but there's this power that can enter into the deepest and the darkest of places and bring you to light. That's the resurrection power. Hallelujah. And Paul said, I want to know you and that power. Romans 8:11 says, if that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it says, if he dwelleth in you, it says, he shall vitalize, he shall quicken your mortal body. If that resurrection power, if he dwells in you, says he quickens this mortal body. You cease to operate like mere men. Hallelujah. Because there's a power, there's a certain power that you have found, you have contacted. Hallelujah. Now, there's no resurrection without death. Death must occur because before resurrection can take place. You see, resurrection comes to show you that it has dominion. But dominion over what? Dominion over death. You see, death, there has to be death before there's resurrection. It's the same way there has to be resurrection before there's ascension. So the power of resurrection acts upon death. Do you have a situation that looks lifeless? Do you have a barren situation? Do you have a situation that is out of hand? I'm telling you today, evoke this power of resurrection over it and see it come to life. And Jesus said you must believe. So it is by faith that this power comes to life. Hallelujah. Now, in acting upon death, that's where the glory is revealed. It is that power that conquers death and then announces the victory and lordship of Jesus. That's what that power does. It exalts Jesus. And that's how you know that it is the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says that what the Holy Ghost comes to do is to glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. So when the power of resurrection comes upon a situation, comes upon things, hallelujah, what it does is to exalt the name of Jesus, announce the lordship of Jesus. And that's why the devil and his courts were stripped of their powers, because there can only be one Lord. Hallelujah. I charge you today, hallelujah, ask the Lord to reveal this power. Paul prayed that prayer, hallelujah. You can pray the same, that he reveals this power to you, because I don't care how dead that situation is, Jesus had a reason for waiting 4 days after to get to Lazarus. Decayed, nothing left. It was smelling, and people were like, don't go there. This is the smell, the pungent smell from there. It's enough to kill. Don't do it. And Jesus said, roll the stone away. You see, because I know who I am. I'm the one that brings life. Hallelujah. Can you call upon that God today? Hallelujah. Identify, find that power that is able to resurrect dead things. It will work mighty wonders for you. And Jesus says the only way of unlocking it is to believe. You have the Holy Ghost in you. That's the power. That's the one who brings that power to play. That's the one that brings that power, that exercises dominion, that exercises lordship. Hallelujah. The lordship of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that you're able to get this. Hallelujah. And walk in the light and in the power of it. You find out that dominion is truly yours. The victory is always yours. You rule, you dominate, and by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time. I ask, Holy Ghost, that you bring this message to light in the hearts of everyone who has listened to it. In the name of Jesus, let it come with light. Let this light flood their souls. Let it flood their spirit, man. Let it energize them. Let it quicken their faith in the name of Jesus, and cause them to walk in the power of this word in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.